are going to wrap things up next right here on the Mighty 790 KFG on Tee to Green, one of our last programs of this 2013 golf season. And that's kind of sad, as I said earlier, because it means that the golf season is kind of sort of winding down, and certainly summer is winding down. And before you know it, we're going to be back to school and playing football and everything else. But it's also a positive for me because, you know, if you listen to me during the week on KFGO, I love the outdoors. I love fishing. I like to hunt. I wish I could do more of it. I wish I was better at it. I love to go hiking. I love to camp. I love to do all these different things. And when Mike McFeely Outdoors returns later here in August, that's going to give me the opportunity to spend an hour each morning, each Saturday morning with you talking about these passions that we have in the outdoors. And, you know, we'll get a chance to bring in the Doug Lears and the Jeff Katzers and, you know, the John Mitzels, hopefully, and the Corey Askins, hopefully, and all these different guys to talk about fishing and hunting and just being outside. You know, that's one of the things I love about golf. Not only the game itself, not only the challenge, not only the competition in some cases, but the opportunity to be out of doors, to be out in the sunshine or the clouds, or in some cases the wind and rain and sleet and cold. It makes us whole as a person. Not to get too sappy here, but we all, or many of us, lead lives where we're indoors. I spend 8 hours of my day, it seems, every week, every day, sitting on my rear end, on my butt, indoors, maybe looking out a window once in a while just to break things up. But we lead lives that are spent far too much indoors and far too much having inactivity. And being outdoors, whether it's golfing or fishing or hunting or camping or hiking or biking or kayaking or canoeing or whatever, it just gives us the opportunity to get up and move and be outdoors and relax and take some of the stress. So anyway, Tee to Green will end here in a couple of weeks, and we'll transition into Mike McFeely Outdoors in this very same time slot. I mentioned earlier on Tee to Green to open the show about the PGA Championship and how, unfortunately for me, I really view the PGA Championship as sort of an afterthought when it comes to the majors. And that is not groundbreaking commentary. I'm not going to upset the apple cart and not going to have you calling in saying, "Oh my God, Mike, how dare you say that?" Because most people think that way. That I think if you were to survey golfers, the Masters would always be number one on their list of favorite majors, and the PGA would always be last on their list of favorite majors. The two that might flip-flop a little bit are the United States Open and the British Open, or the Open Championship. And my guess would be, and I'm sure there's been studies done of this, my guess would be is that for American golfers, the list would go Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, PGA Championship. That's fine. I mean, I get that. My opinion's a little bit different. I, like everybody else, love the Masters, the tournament. Not too crazy about Augusta National Golf Course and some of the history there, but that's maybe an argument for a different day. But I love the Masters Golf Tournament. And especially in the climate in which we live here in the northern United States, the Masters, the time of the year it occurs, the lushness of the golf course, the azaleas blooming, the flowers, the telecast that CBS produces every year, which is a great production. Keep that in mind. It's a sporting event live, yes, but it's also a production that they put on. There are some things there that they do to make it seem really dramatic and things. It's wonderful. The Masters, for me, number one. It breaks us out of the winter doldrums. It gets my blood flowing, ready to get out and play some golf myself. I usually find myself out, if weather allows it, swinging a golf club on Masters Saturday and Sunday, maybe even playing on Masters Sunday. This year didn't happen because we still had snow on the ground, I think, at that time, and the golf courses weren't open. But be that as it may, the Masters, for me, for many reasons, is number one. For me, my second favorite championship is the British Open, the Open Championship. I like the links golf, the difference that it contrasts with American golf, that it's brown, it's windy, it's played on the ground often as much as the game is played in the air on British Open golf courses. Many times guys are making birdies. They're making charges. Now, the British Open in recent years, and especially this year at Muirfield, they're kind of turning it into another version of the U.S. Open. They're making the conditions so difficult. They're making the rough so ridiculously penal. They're making the greens so fast and dry and hard that there's an element to it now that's almost becoming like the U.S. Open to me, where it's just, they're not playing golf as much as they're just trying to play defense the whole time. And that's taken away some of the excitement. Now, Mickelson shooting 66 on Sunday, you know, you could say, well, he charged. Well, sure he did, but he was the only one. Everybody else was going backwards. I don't like to see everybody going backwards in a golf tournament field. I like to see people going forward. That's why the Masters on Sunday is brilliant, is because people can make birdies. They set up the golf course so people can make a charge. People will still make mistakes. Golfers will still make bogeys and doubles because of the pressure and the water hazards and everything else. But people can also make birdies if they hit the right shots. The British Open is getting away from that, and that's unfortunate. I hope they can return it to a spot where it's just more playable. The U.S. Open for me is number three, just because it's better than the PGA Championship, and it's our national championship. But for years, for me, the U.S. Open has just been too brutal. I don't like to see guys having to hack the ball out of the rough sideways to get the ball back on the fairway. I want to have them see the option of getting on the green. You know, it might be a risky option. They might have to think about it. They might say, well, if I go for the green here out of this rough, gosh, I might get a flyer. I might hit it in the water. I might do this or that. But at least they have the option. The U.S. Open, to me, for too long, has removed the options from golf. I love options on a golf course. I love to have options, whether it's a short par four, a short par five, a long par three, water out of bounds, rough. I like to have options. The U.S. Open, for me, has removed all those options over the years. I don't like it. The PGA Championship, as I said, just an afterthought. Really doesn't have an identity. Needs an identity. Could maybe do some things, choose some golf courses that would just be total risk-reward golf courses. Not where guys are shooting 40 under, like the Bob Hope Open, but just make it somehow different from the U.S. Open in a way that would attract my interest. Right now, it just doesn't attract my interest. That's going to wrap it up for Tee to Green this week. I'm out of time. I'm over time. We'll be back next week with another edition of this golf program. Good to talk with you. Thanks to Lisa Schwinden, head pro at Osgood. Be back next week right here on Tee to Green. When the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got wind, but you